That was an OTB Podcast Network presentation.
Tom Malone is with us. I'll run you through the rest of the newspapers here. Tom, good morning to you. How are you?
Hi, Ger. I'm not great, to be perfectly honest. Well, I'm sickened.
Well, look, let's talk about it. I just want to give a fair warning to anybody that we are going to show the image, which is on the front of the newspapers today, that has caused so much consternation. And Tom, before I get your reaction, I just want to give everybody as much information as I possibly can. So I'm going to read this statement from Gordon Elliott that came out last night. I'd like to address the speculation and rumours that have been rife since an old photo of me began circulating on social media yesterday afternoon. Firstly, I apologise profoundly for any offence that this photo has caused and can categorically state that the welfare of each and every horse under my care is paramount and has been central to the success we have enjoyed here at Cullentraw. The photo in question was taken some time ago and occurred after a horse had died of an apparent heart attack in the gallops. I appreciate that an initial viewing of this photo suggests it is a callous and staged photo, but nothing could be further from the truth. At what was a sad time, which it is when any horse under my care passes away, my initial reaction was to get the body removed from where it was positioned. I was standing over the horse waiting to help with the removal of the body, in the course of which, to my memory, I received a call and without thinking, I sat down to take it. Hearing a shout from one of my team, I gestured to wait until I was finished. Such background information may seem trivial at this time. I will not allay the concerns of many people, both within and outside the world of horse racing. However, I feel it's important to provide people with some context surrounding this photo to the racing community, to anyone who has worked with and loves horses, and to anyone offended by this image. I cannot apologise enough. Horse welfare and the care and attention to detail involved is absolutely at the core of everything we do here, and both myself and all the team pride ourselves on those standards. Again, I apologise for any offence caused and ask people to consider this statement as opposed to the various falsehoods and misinformation being circulated on social media. This time, I'd like to stress that I continue to extend my full cooperation with the ongoing IHRB investigation. Tom, you're involved in racing. You've ride out. You've been covering racing. You've been part of the industry for your whole life, essentially. What was your take when you saw the photograph first and when you've kind of seen this happen and over the last 24 hours or so and Gordon Elliott's apology last night?
When I actually saw this photo first, probably about last week, it was going around a little bit on sort of some WhatsApp groups and the like. And my reaction to it between then and now, in the sort of 6 or 7 days since, hasn't changed a jot. I just think it's absolutely disgusting. It's very, very difficult for people to see that photo and not change the perception of the person in it, and the way they think of the animals that they work with every single day. And that's a massive problem, really, for racing, as far as I can see, because, you know, when we look to sell this sport to people who are not that familiar with it, one of the key aspects is the love individuals have of their horses and the lengths they will go to keep them sound, to resuscitate and to find the root in every single problem. And the notion that you just absentmindedly sit in them to take a phone call immediately after they passed away is completely the opposite to all of that.
It's the tension, really, I think, that exists there. These are work animals and you know, they're ridden hard to win races. And yet, certainly, the industry always likes to tell us about the level and duty of care that they have to the animals.
Yeah, and look, there is one aspect to this is that, I mean, you know, Gordon Elliott has not done anything wrong to the animal while it was alive. And that's probably quite clear to say, you know, there's no element of cruelty or anything like that. There's like this horse, like, horses have heart issues regularly. That is, you know, it's something that happens. They're worked, as you said, they are working animals. And I guess, you know, that is an aspect of maybe horse racing that needs to be communicated more. And it's something that Sir Mark Prescott spoke about in a recent interview, that distance that is becoming between the general public and the concept of a working animal, you know, is an issue for society. But again, it's that image and that notion that immediately after a horse has passed, you would just absentmindedly sit on it to take a phone call, which definitely, you know, jars with a lot of, you know, what we would like to think people think of their horses. And look, I've been in touch with trainers, I've been in touch with people who work in the industry, and there is a there is a widespread horror at this image. I can tell you that for nothing.
The London Times, in the back page of their newspaper, which obviously it's not the Times Ireland edition anymore. This is the London paper. They're saying that if the image is genuine, Elliot could have his license withdrawn. It's within the gift of the racing authorities to withdraw a license immediately, pending an investigation, should the case be deemed sufficiently serious. And so it's not just the Irish horse racing body, the IHRB, they're investigating, but their British counterparts have said that they've asked to be kept abreast of this, because obviously Gordon Elliott is going to be one of the dominant trainers at Cheltenham in 2 weeks' time.
Yeah, as we spoke about last Thursday, Gordon Elliott is going to send approximately 56 horses to Cheltenham in what will be 2 weeks tomorrow. So, you know, he has been top trainer at the meeting in the past. So, you know, he will be one of their, if you think there are four main players at Cheltenham, there are really three over the last couple of years, Willie Mullins, Nicky Henderson, Gordon Elliott. They are the big three trainers that dominate Cheltenham and have done for the last 4 or 5 years. So, yes, the BHA are going to be kept very much abreast of what goes on with the IHRB. The IHRB said on Saturday night that they are launching an immediate investigation. They've said since as well that they want it to be wrapped up quickly. The problem here is, I think this falls into the rules of the, you know, the integrity of racing, as in the image of racing. I was kind of looking through the rules last night. It's fairly far down, but it is something that can, you know, obviously incur a significant penalty, which, you know, it could be right up to a suspension of your license or the like. So there is a real danger for Gordon Elliott here that, you know, a really, really big punishment could be meted out for this. The problem really is that we don't really know what the IHRB will do punishment-wise, because, you know, up until the Charles Burns case, so many of their punishments have been, you know, there is a very little, they don't show their homework, you know what I mean? They don't show their workings before the Charles Burns case. So we don't really know how they decide on what punishment is real and what, you know, what's just written on the back of a beer mat. So we don't know what that's going to be. There's a massive appetite for Gordon Elliott's head on a plate. But then again, that's a social media reaction and that's probably not real either. I imagine yesterday Gordon Elliott got in touch with all of his owners, hopefully to come up with a better apology than he issued to the public. But it's intriguing what will happen next, whether he will lose horses over this, whether he'll lose owners over this, because you can't just take a horse out of a yard. Like, if you, like the horses that are going to run in Cheltenham in 2 weeks' time, they've been in Gordon Elliott's care for several years at this stage. I mean, it'd be interesting to see if horses do, at this stage of the season, take horses out of his yard. I would say it's much more likely that maybe if people are going to make a decision, they'll do so maybe towards the end of the season, or perhaps decide that they will, you know, do it maybe later, or maybe not send them horses next year or something like that. But it'll be intriguing to see what happens next. But you would imagine Gordon Elliott has been in touch. He's obviously said he's been in touch with the IHRB. He's held his hands up, and he's obviously, I'd imagine, he's been in touch with his owners as well. I'm sure one or two of them were certainly not impressed at what they saw over the course of the weekend.
Tommy, is there a cold relationship that almost exists here between trainers and those involved in horse racing and the horses themselves? So does that exist in racing at every level, or is this an outlier?
I mean, horses dropping dead on the gallops is not a regular occurrence, but it happens. And, you know, you have to remember, Gordon Elliott has run more horses than anyone else. Like, Willie Mullins this year has had something like 660-odd runners so far this year. Gordon Elliott has had nearly 1,100. So it's the sheer volume of horses that he deals with, and therefore, you know, yes, there will be a certain coldness towards animals getting injured, because when you're in the care of upwards of 400 animals, accidents will happen. And like I say, thoroughbreds are, you know, they're flight animals. They will get spooked. They will have heart issues. They will, you know, run through a fence and break themselves up. And, you know, unfortunately, they have to be euthanized when serious injuries occur that are unfortunately all too regular. So yes, there is a certain coldness and detachment that you have to have to be able to get on with your job, especially, you know, if you lose a horse one day, if you lose a horse in the first lot, it's probably going to affect you. But Gordon Elliott still has you know, 400 other horses to take care of. And I'm not saying he won't, like, it will be very upsetting, but there has to be an element of detachment, just because, I'm not saying it's a regular occurrence, but these things do happen. And I don't think you can kind of let it stop you in your tracks for a massive amount of time where it affects the other aspects of your work. Because, and Gordon Elliott's like the CEO of a very large company that has many, many, many workers. And while losing horses would be very upsetting, it's such an enormous organization. I imagine he doesn't really have too much time to dwell on it or get that upset about it. And, it's like I said, losing a horse is a very, very sad thing for a bigger trainer, but, you know, it is a probably all too regular occurrence for them as well.
It's horse racing itself is going to have the issue with the problems around the public relations around this as well, particularly, you know, we're building up to Cheltenham and then after that comes the Grand National, and they had to change the Grand National fences because the race was unsafe. So, you know, there's a million different aspects to this story which are going to have to get teased out. And I think it's interesting that the British authorities are putting pressure on the Irish authorities because they want to be seen to do that. And it's easy for them to do that because they're not the ones who will ultimately be issuing any sanction. But your instinct sounds to me, Tom, like there'll be a fine as opposed to a suspension. Is that kind of the...
I would imagine a fine. This is quite a modern problem that requires, you know, a sort of swift resolution, which is not the way the IHRB, it's not a situation that would suit the IHRB's decision-making policies as they have been in the past. Normally, like the Charles Burns affair took over 2 years to bear itself out. And like Charles Burns still hasn't been suspended, he's the winner yesterday. So, you know, you're talking about timelines and how things get sorted out by the IHRB. A very modern problem like an offensive photograph shared on social media, it's not the kind of situation they'll have a lot of precedent for coming up with a punishment for Gordon Elliott. So I would imagine it will be fine. Again, you have to think of some of the other bad things that have happened recently in racing and what those kind of punishments have been. And I would imagine it will be a fine, and it's sort of up to, look, Gordon Elliott, it's just such an awful time for Gordon Elliott. Talk about the BHA. I mean, the BHA's time when they really just have to get in the bunker in British horse racing is March and April, when, like, it's coming up to a year since the coronavirus pandemic started. Cheltenham was an absolute touch point for that. And then the Grand National is always a focal point for the kind of anti-horse racing lobby that exists quite more vocally in the UK than it does in Ireland. So the BHA would just want these 6 weeks to pass without incident whatsoever, so they can just get to the end of the Grand National without any major incidents. And now this has thrown them just the most enormous headache, and there will be huge pressure on the IHRB to make a very swift decision on it.
It's on the front page of the tabloids, it's on the back page of the London Times, so it's not a great
book.
Tom, good stuff. Thanks a million for joining us this morning. Cheers.
Thanks, guys.
The OTB Podcast Network.